The cabinet today is, it's going to cabinet today for the increase in rate, the increase from 420 to 462, and also the 8% increase in square foot rate that that has been going on since this time last year. Pre the election last year, the then Minister Darragh O'Brien announced that there would be an increase in rate. It's sticking to now for the department to get that legislation ready to go back to cabinet, and that's going to cabinet today, which will increase, as I say, the rate, the cap from 420 to 462, and the rate by approximately 8%. Also, with that legislation today, the extension of time is going to change from the length of time that you have to do your build from 65 weeks to 130 weeks. And also, part of that legislation also will change where, as it stands now, you would have to go for an extension of time on your build 3 months in advance of you finishing. That will be changed from 3 months to 2 weeks. So 2 weeks out from completion, you can go for an extension of time. Again, this is something that we would have met with the Minister and with the Department on to try and get resolutions to these issues. These are issues that we have had with the Council and with different people got themselves into to difficulties with it, particularly the extension of time. So it's good to see that those things are finally on the Cabinet table, and then they will be going to the Houses of Oireachtas then for passing, and hopefully that will all be done pre-Christmas, which means people will get their increase in rate hopefully by end of this year and very, very early next year.
And as you said, a lot of this has been very long awaited for. I suppose the legislation now that is going before Cabinet, is there anything that you're concerned about within that, or things you would have liked to have seen done differently?
Look, there's a number of other items that we have met the department on, that we're discussing with both the department and the minister, and the minister was up here, that we would like to see, but there are complications with some of that, likes of the side-by-side build, you know, other changes that we would like to see in relation to upfront costs, where people would get a portion of the money up front and then get the receipts done at a later stage. Also, in relation to people that have been that have passed away and passing their properties on to other members of the family, we'd like to see that changed, that it wouldn't have to be the principal private residence of that homeowner, because some people might find themselves on a defective concrete block home already, and then they'd be stuck with where if they were left a house that they couldn't make that their principal private residence. So there's a number of other issues that we're working on. And I do know that I'm speaking to the department and to the Minister's office, that there are lots of work going on in relation to the side-by-side to try and get that sorted out. But I think it's important that we don't tie everything down to the one bottle legislation. I think it's important that people really need the increase in rate. They really need that upfront cost. They need to get their 8%. They need to get their cap res from 420 to 462. That needs to happen. We can't hold things back for that, because people are, you know, genuinely need that money now, because they've went through the process, they've rebuilt their house, and they need that extra cost at the end to bridge the gap. So it would be good that would happen pre-Christmas, and it would alleviate a lot of the stresses from a lot of the families that are going through this defective concrete block scheme at the